Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, Ciara Mooney, Managing Director of Freedom Travel and Solo Travel, is with me here on the line today because, Ciara, I know the sun is finally out, well, certainly in Dublin after 10 days, but I was reading this morning that Vietnam and Thailand are now more popular than Malaga and the Algarve for holiday destinations.
I would well believe it. Absolutely. Just the value is absolutely incredible for what you get over there. And I know it's a longer flight, but you're definitely with the in-flight entertainment, especially for families with young children. It's a fantastic destination, a fantastic area to go to.
Yeah, look, I have to be honest, not places, unfortunately, haven't made it as far yet as Thailand or Vietnam. But is it honestly cheaper to travel there than, your European holiday?
Absolutely. Last year, I had a client ringing up. She was looking at the likes of Croatia, Italy, that type of holiday for herself, her husband and her three teenage children. And when we were looking at options for them, the prices were just crazy. And I just mentioned to her in passing, I said, would you consider somewhere like Thailand? I said, the value for money is absolutely amazing. Now, when I say the value for money, I don't just mean getting there. I also mean when you're there. And I'll go into that in a bit now as well. But she started to get really excited. She was like, geez, I didn't think that budget now would be enough to get me there. I said, not only will it get you there, I said it will actually increase the star rating of what you're looking at in Italy and Croatia, because they are quite expensive destinations, as is Portugal and Spain. Unfortunately, they're gone up quite a bit. So I managed to get her 4 nights in Bangkok and 10 nights down in Hua Hin for better value than I was getting her Croatia and Italy at the time. And I actually got a call from her when she got back to say how incredible the experience was, because it was something that she never thought she was going to be able to afford.
Because off the top of my head, and with no background or research, I would just assume that straight away the big outlay is on the flights, and you're probably talking 700-800 quid return.
You are, but the way of looking at that then as well is, if you're looking at the accommodation in Europe, Europe's accommodation is far more expensive. Whereas if you're looking at the accommodation options in the likes of Thailand, Vietnam, Bali, Philippines, for example, the cost, I stayed in accommodation in Gili Chi, it cost me $20 for the night, and it was absolutely incredible. I had the whole bungalow to myself. I had the shower that looked out up onto the trees outside. It was just, the standard was amazing for $20, which is the equivalent of 19 euros.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was unbelievable value.
I know, though, a lot of the big appeal for a lot of our listeners here, Ciara, at home, and maybe they've two young kids under the age of 10, it's going away, you've guaranteed sun, you've a short flight, and then you've the likes of the kids clubs that are, that are there, and they're an offer in apartment complexes and in hotels. Do you get that kind of service when you're in, whether it be Thailand or Vietnam?
Absolutely, you do indeed. What people have to remember as well, and sometimes it's kind of like, I had a client coming in and she had young kids and she was like, I don't know about Mexico, about nappies and everything. And I was like, it's okay, they have kids over there as well. Sometimes you don't actually think logically about it. So what I mean by that is, Thailand is so close to the likes of Australia, for example. So the Australians go over to Thailand as if it's their Mallorca or their Costa del Sol. So all these properties have the kids club, they have the animation programs, they have fantastic water slides and water parks on site, but for a fraction of the price of maybe what you would get in mainland Europe. And then it's also the cost of eating out. Now, the one thing I would mention is, you said there about family with young kids. The first thing we always get, the kind of the kickback on with families with young kids, is the flight. And I completely get it. It is hard
the flight
to
time.
Entertain kids. Exactly, that's it. But when you have the in-flight entertainment in the back of the seat where they can play the games or they can watch the films, or it's actually by the time they have the food, which is included, so it's not like on another flight where you have to pay for your food. It actually breaks up the flight as well. And the connections then in the likes of Doha, for example, if you're flying with Qatar Airlines, or if you're going with, say, Emirates and you have your stopovers in Dubai, there are other amazing ways of breaking up the flight. So if you have a family going to Thailand, you could actually send them to Dubai for a couple of nights and take it as like a city breaker. Obviously, they have the beaches there as well. And then take the flight on to maybe Bangkok or Phuket or up to Chiang Mai. So there's so many different options, okay, and there's something for everybody.
So you do, you recommend this, you recommend leave your Algarve and your Faro and your Bella Medina and Tourmalinas, forget about it, and you'll get better value and family friendly in Thailand and Vietnam.
Yeah, well, the value is there. Like, I wouldn't forget totally about, we're not turning our backs on Europe because it is quite close. But I would definitely say I spent 6 weeks myself over in Thailand 2 years ago around Christmas and New Year's. And just to give you an idea of the value, it cost me €600 to stay in a 4-star property for the accommodation on its own, bed and breakfast for 3 weeks. And that was in a place called Ao Nang. You fly into Phuket and Krabi, sorry, you fly into Krabi. And Phuket is an island off the coast that you can actually
get it for a weekend in Dublin, Ciara.
Pardon?
You wouldn't get it nearly for a weekend in Dublin.
I know, when you hear the prices people are paying the hotels here for a spa week, and that's, oh my God, when we get on to the cost of a massage in Thailand, it's €6 for an hour. My friends be like, I meet you in an hour for a coffee, what do I do? Asher, I'll go in and get a massage. Like, the value, the kids over there, like, picture this. I've met a family, the mother, the father, and the three young kids. Now, the three kids were all under the age of, I say, about 8, all sitting in the salon getting their nails and getting the massage done. Yeah.
Niamh is with us. Hang on, Ciara, for a second. Where did you go on your family holiday, Niamh?
I went to Phuket back in 2019 with my husband and two kids and three other families.
Right.
A big group of us left from Dublin.
And what age roughly were the kids?
They were 7 and 8 at the time. And we went in July, which is typically the off season going to Thailand. And we were kind of worried about the monsoons and the rain, but it was not an issue at all. I'd say over the 2.5 weeks we were there, it probably rained 5 nights. And at night time, we were having our dinner anyway, so it didn't really matter.
You'd recommend it, I take it.
100%.
Would you, yeah?
100%. Yes.
And what about the travel time, you know, and with your kids at 7 and 8 at that age?
So we stopped in Doha. So I think it was like an 8-hour flight from Dublin to Doha was 8 hours. We'd a layover and going to stay short enough, probably for 2 or 3 hours. And then from Doha to Phuket, which was another 8 hours. But as Ciara mentioned, the entertainment on board was fine. They're big, big planes. There's plenty of space to walk up and down and, yeah, there's loads of entertainment.
Was this made by the fact that there were two or three other families who went with you, Niamh? Probably kids similar age, maybe?
Yeah, they were similar ages, yeah. But there was a 12 and 13-year-old there, and then there was younger kids. So there was a big gap of, a big variation, I should say, for everyone's needs. And yeah, we were all so happy there. We did a 2-stop. We stayed in a water park, which was the Splash Hotel, for a couple of nights. And that was amazing. It wasn't as lively, but we'd something to do every day, obviously, in the water park. The hotel was unreal, I have to say. It was absolutely beautiful. And after a couple of days, we left and we headed more into Phuket City and we stayed in the Sentara Kata, which was
again
much more lively at night time. And
you'd do it again?
Unreal. 100%. Yeah. I'd love to do it again.
Are you noticing this, Ciara, just finally, like this, you know, research today that holiday companies are reporting this surge in demand for the long haul breaks, the trips abroad and leaving the traditional European destinations behind?
Absolutely. I think people are just kind of realising the value now, like eating out when they're abroad, like all the different day trips and everything there is to see and do, like the fact that there's so many different multi-centre holidays as well on offer. It's just, there's so much value when people kind of, like even with the flight, you're going to pay the flight anyway, whether you stop or you don't stop. So it's nice to get a little taster. But eating out for a family day, you probably spend about €50 or €60 as opposed to what, 100 and God knows how much. If you're eating in Europe, the prices are just kind of rocketing now.
Well,
I'd be interested
to check in with you before the summer and see how many Irish families are heading to Thailand and Vietnam on their holidays. Ciara Mooney, Managing Director, Freedom Travel and Solo Travel. Niamh, thanks a million for sharing your story with us. You can drop us an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.